We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street in Corvallis and all across the Beaver Sports Radio Network. It's great to be with you on this Wednesday night. We'll be joined here in a second by Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith. Coming off, by the way, how much did you all enjoy that first big win at Reser Stadium this past Saturday? It was fun to watch. We'll talk with the coach about that and the upcoming road trip to Mackey Stadium, a site of a great triumph in Beaver history led by Jonathan Smith. We'll get into all of that as we go. But an important piece of business to transact right from the outset. We thank all of you for coming to Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. Every week we'll have prizes to give away during the course of the show. Make sure to get Parker's attention and he'll hand you a blue raffle ticket and we'll be drawing for Beaver gear as we go tonight. But there is a gentleman here. He is seated right over here to my left. You can follow him on Twitter, Marvin at Beaverman. He is here tonight in his beautiful Beaver gear. And since the night Jonathan Smith was the Fiesta Bowl MVP, defeating Notre Dame 41-9, from that night, ever since, every day, 6,463 consecutive days, 17 years, 8 months, 12 days, Marvin has been wearing Beaver gear wherever he goes. He's from Hawaii, and he's here tonight checking out. Marvin, God bless you for your love for Beaver Nation, and keep representing, man. It's great to have you here tonight. Jonathan, we'll start right there. How about that? 6,463 days
that's
ago.
That's impressive. That is impressive, man. That's the type of Beaver fans we love.
Yeah, and that's what Beaver Nation's all about. And Jonathan, you experienced it this past weekend, didn't you? I mean, it was a great atmosphere, 36,000 for the home opener. And I just thought you guys put on a great show in the first 30 minutes, and it was fun to be back at Reeser, I'm sure, for you and the guys.
It really was. And I think you could tell it in the way these guys, the way they were playing. They had great energy to them. The crowd was supporting them, and they did start fast from the get-go, I thought, on both sides of the ball and in special teams. I mean, a huge return in the first half. And so we were really happy with the start. We'd like to clean up the finish.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about the second half and then shift into Nevada. Not only Jonathan here tonight, but starting left tackle Blake Brandel will be joining us in the second half of the show. We'll talk to him about some of those explosive plays in the run game. But after you pull back and watch the tape, let's stay with the first half for a moment. The execution seemed clean. You were able to hit a lot of big plays, Coach. What did the film show you when you went back and looked at it and dissected it?
Yeah, I thought it really started up front. I thought offensive line-wise, they did a great job of, you know, creating some holes in the run game, giving our quarterback some time. You know, Connor had some time in that first half to throw the ball, and so that stood out on tape. I thought defensively we got lined up correctly. These guys were flying around. I mean, three and outs early on. I mean, to give up the one play in the first half was really impressive for those guys. And like I said, on teams, I thought, kickoff piece was really good. We had the long return. We thought we could make a difference special teams-wise. Bradford got us that going. So, you know, like I said, first 30 minutes on really every aspect we were happy with.
Artavis Pierce, coming off his brilliant performance at Ohio State, had another tremendous first half, but then on a deep play down as he's going out at the right sideline, I could tell with the naked eye watching it live, it was kind of an awkward fall.
Yep.
So up to that point, he was picking up where he left off in Columbus and running very well. You said Monday, maybe 4 weeks, but that was kind of an odd and unfortunate finish for him on that play.
It really is. It's disappointing. He was playing at a high level. You know, he's in great shape and seeing the thing really well when he's carrying the ball. And he was really doing some things in protection, too. He had a great block in that game early on. And so it's disappointing, but, again, pleased with the other guys behind him to step up and start carrying the load until we can get him back.
Pleased would be the right word, I think, for all of us. And by the way, he is the subject this week. We hope that you will check it out. This week's Beaver Sports Podcast is with the true freshman running back, Jamar Jefferson, who I thought in that context was very well spoken. The first word that almost came out of his mouth when I asked him about what his world has been like since the big 238-yard, four-touchdown game, I think the third word he said was humble. I've got to stay humble. I've got to stay in the moment, keep working and grinding. And, Jonathan, to hear a player say that after the type of game he had, that speaks to a very good attitude he brings.
Yeah, he's been, he is mature for being a true freshman. Obviously, he's gifted, but he's just very aware that this thing is a team game. He's aware of what's taking place in front of him. A couple of those long runs that he broke were receivers finishing down the field 25 yards. And so, he's a part of a great group of kids that are working really hard. He did very well in this game, and we're hoping to continue it this next week.
We'll talk a little bit about, in our next segment, about the Nevada Challenge and not going down with the two backs in Artavis and Jamar, as Artavis will work like crazy to get back as soon as he can. But you mentioned Monday, and I think it bears repeating in this context. Jamar Jefferson is a true freshman, thrust into the action, shows maturation. Did you tell us a little bit about, if you would, you know, kind of how you got on to him? You said one of your former teammates pointed him out to you, and you guys went to work on that.
Yeah, we had seen a little bit of film early on, and then I got a call from TJ Hushmanzada, and TJ's coaching down in that L.A. area, and he played against Jamar, and he's like, hey, this guy is good. And so anytime TJ starts saying that he's good, you take another look at him. And we started recruiting him really hard, had a great home visit with almost half the staff was in there. You know, myself, Lindgren was in there, Mike Petrie was in there, Greg Burns was in there. And, just kind of continue to sell the vision, tell them about this place. We've had great backs come through Oregon State and do some special things. And he felt like it was a good fit, and obviously we're glad he's here.
You said Monday, too, that you looked around during the visit, and his mom has 2 degrees from the University of Southern California, also known as USC.
Yeah,
that wasn't lost on you as you looked around the room.
Well, she pointed him out, too. So, yeah, we dealt with that and made sure just compared and contrasted the different places. And you know, we got a lot of these guys from the LA area that have ties to those schools. And shoot, I was one of them. All right. I grew up there. I grew up an SC fan when I was coming up. So we are glad that he's a Beaver.
Tracy Green, his mom, certainly did a great job. Herb, his father, played football at Sonoma State. So they should be proud, certainly, of the young man that he is and is becoming here at Oregon State. Jonathan, one other thing. You said you had almost half the staff or four coaches. Does each situation in recruiting vary in terms of, you know, how many of you are there, which ones of you are there? Does each story sort of take its own path, so to speak, and it just sort of depends? How did it end up being four in that case?
In this case, because Bernsey recruits the L.A. area, and then obviously Mike was going to coach him as the running back coach, myself going in there. But then we also just thought it was important for the offensive coordinator to be there to sell the vision of the offense and how we were going to use them. And so each recruit is a little bit different. But I am into the group recruiting, like our whole staff being a part of the recruiting process with each guy. So they get deeply tied in, not just tied into to one position coach.
Jonathan, another player that has really had a breakout year. You mentioned the punt, the return by Trevon Bradford, 46-yarder that was impressive. He also caught another touchdown pass and I thought made a great adjustment on that play. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he, too, got dinged a little bit. The prognosis for him may be a little more optimistic than that of Artavis. Tell us about Trevon and the season he's had so far and how proud you've been to watch him grow.
Yeah, I've been impressed with him. He's really multiple in what he can do. He really could play defense if we needed it or wanted him to play defense. The guy's sharp. Outside, inside. He's our returner. And really, the punt returner is the guy you trust the most on the team to make those decisions to catch in the ball. And he showed some really great speed at times. And so, you know, he's just kind of a guy that you can trust and put in multiple spots. And obviously he's played well in the first two games.
We will take a break in a moment. I do want to ask you about the quarterback play. Connor Blount made a lot of big plays in guiding you to the 41 points. The second half, I thought Jake Luton came in and gave you some good things. Your plan, maybe you can speak a little bit to the numbers that weren't as impressive completely offensively in the second half. But even in that short sample size, I thought Jake made some throws that not a lot of quarterbacks can make. He displayed a pretty good arm in that second half.
We got into third and long. He makes a great throw on the sideline to Dre. You know, he got a ball dropped on him on another third down, and those are, you know, the type of plays he can make. He's got a good arm. Again, I go back to these guys preparing. It's almost like polar opposite. First week, Luton's up. He's the starter. Connor prepared and obviously showed in the game. Vice versa, Connor started, Luton prepared, comes in the second half, and really he's going to the right spots with the ball. And so I just kind of feel like we got two guys we can move the ball with, and if they keep preparing like they are, We can move the ball on offense.
And so that makes it for you and the staff, you watch how the week plays out.
Up to this point, that's how we've done it, how we've treated it. They had equal reps today, this morning, which we had a good practice today. I mean, right in the middle of it starts downpouring, the rain. I thought that was great. You know, our guys were going. And So that's how we've approached it this week. And we'll make a decision by Saturday at kickoff time.
That kickoff time, by the way, is 4 o'clock. How many of you, I know Jim and Cheryl are going. Anybody else making the trip down to Reno other than our friends right here? Jim and Cheryl, well, good for you. I'm glad you're making the drive down. Drive carefully. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Nevada and a couple of memories that Jonathan has. We visited with his former running back teammate earlier today in our local show, the great Ken Simonton, who toted it 35 times that day. We've got more with Jonathan Smith. It's great to be with you from Buffalo Wild Wings, which will have the game streamed. So this is a place to be always. If you can't be at the game yourself, Buffalo Wild Wings will have the ESPN3 broadcast right here at 4 o'clock on Saturday. So this is the place to be. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver Nation Wings Beer Sports. More with Coach Jonathan Smith after a timeout from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Oregon State football mini plans are now available. Prices vary by location. Choose which games you see this year in Reser Stadium by visiting beavertickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to find the option that is right for you.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
My daughter got her driver's license, and I'm just now getting to the point where I'm no longer holding my breath when I ride with her. I'm Eric LePan from Country Financial, and I know it's a little scary when you see your kids backing out of the driveway by themselves for the first time. But knowing that your young driver has the proper protection from Country Financial could make you feel better. Taking simple steps today may help you breathe a little easier tomorrow.
Find a representative near you at TakeSimpleSteps.com.
Jonathan Smith led the Beavers to a school record 11 wins, including a historic victory over Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. Today, he's coaching our Beavers the values of hard work, belief in yourself, and dedication to your craft. That's the same philosophy at Umpqua Dairy. For nearly 90 years, they've produced award-winning ice cream. Check out their flavor of the month at UmpquaDairy.com and find Beaver tracks at your favorite grocery store. Umpqua Dairy and OSU football, always a winning combination.
Oregon State football season tickets are now available with a limited quantity starting at $99 via phone or in person at the Gill box office. To secure your seats, visit BeaverTickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS.
Hand off to Jefferson, another big hole. Jamar outside, 45-40. Jamar down the right sideline, one man to beat at the 20. Cuts back there, still on his feet, 15-10. Five, touchdown, Beavers! Jamar Jefferson, 62 yards. And the Beavers lead it 37-0 on a dynamic run by the true freshman from Los Angeles, Jamar Jefferson. Well, that was a big play. We've already talked a little bit as we welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings. Just one thought, Jonathan, from you, since I referenced Ken Simonton and the tradition of great running backs at Oregon State. We've seen some big things from Jamar in his first two games. I thought that run, the 62-yard run, showcased a variety of styles. He almost came to a complete stop on the last cut.
Yeah. He's got a repertoire that way of, like, he can get downhill. He's got some vision. He can make some cuts. And he's got some, you know, when he's out in the open field, some speed that way. And again, you know, the kid just continues to work, and he's got to continue to improve. But we like him right now as a true freshman.
So when you go down, I mentioned Ken Simonton carrying it 35 times. Evanson once had a game where he carried it 42 times. Steven Jackson had multiple games in the high 30s. That's a lot to ask for. Those are special backs. With Artavis out, I mean, you know, you still want to get different backs some reps, I'm sure, this weekend in Reno.
I do. I really do. I mean, you know, Jamar's going to get some carries for sure. But, you know, I just think it's going to be your overall, not just health, but just development of that position of multiple guys getting in the game. You know, I've been calling plays leading up to this job for a long time, and I'm just a firm believer of having a couple backs back there that, you know, it keeps them going. It keeps the room healthy. Like, they're excited to practice because they think they might get a couple carries and going. And that's how we're approaching it.
And when you guys had the huge year in 2000 that Marvin began his streak on that night, as much as Ken Simonton was the bell cow, how important was Patrick McCall?
Yeah, Patrick was carrying it. That's right.
Antonio Battle.
Battle had a couple critical carries. I can think of a couple games there. And so, you know, we'd like to have depth in every position room, and we'll continue to work to get that.
When I mentioned 2000. I've already talked about Cannon 99. I don't know what, memories. You've had so many things happen since then, but for there are certain games that are somewhat distinct in my own mind, and that's one of them because it was Dennis Erickson's first game, the start of the 1999 season. The year before, you'd beaten Nevada pretty good at Parker. Yep. In your debut, you got a couple of snaps in that
That's
game.
That's right. I think that was the first true playing time I got was at the end of that game and threw a couple passes, and we did beat those guys at home.
Terrence Bryant led the way as the starter as things played out in 98. We know about how they played out and how this gentleman to my right emerged. But the 99 game, any particular feel, thought about that game, its significance? 10,000 Beaver Nation fans were there, I know that.
That was exciting. I remember the game, it was a close game throughout, and I think we pulled away toward the last, part of the fourth quarter. I had the long play to Marty, who kind of took the, bootleg pass and down the sideline. And, it was obviously a huge win for us.
Down 13-7 going to the fourth, outscored Nevada 21-0 to win in Dennis's debut. And I don't know if it'll be 10,000 Beaver Nation fans, but I think we're going to have a good number down there. We'll take a final break, come back, some last thoughts from Jonathan Smith. We went a little long in that first segment, so we shorten it up. A quick one back to wrap it up with Jonathan just ahead of Blake Brendel, the Beavers starting left tackle, joining us tonight. Thanks for joining us. It's Buffalo Wild Wings in the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call an Allstate agent to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads, fun times and game day made easy.
We welcome you back in our final segment with Coach Jonathan Smith. The Beavers heading to Nevada this weekend. And Coach, currently, we talk about 1999 and some of the fond memories, but it's all about 2018 and trying to put together a plan and go down and defeat a team that finished very well last year. And in Jay Norvell, I mean, this is a guy who's been prolific in running systems. They scored 72 against Portland State. They had a good first half at Vanderbilt. Things got away from them a little bit in the second. But I know at home they put a lot of focus, attention into this game. It's going to be a tough one for you guys to go down and win.
Yeah, these guys are tough, especially at home. I mean, obviously as a player was there. I've coached there a couple of times when I've been to different places, and it's a tough place to play. And these guys are, they won three games last year. Well, all three of them are at home. They feel great about being there. Obviously, they won the one game this year, and so they got a bunch of confidence when that crowd is into it. And they've got some players and a good scheme. So it's going to be a challenge for us again, we're looking forward to, but it's going to be a challenge.
They've got some big-time players on the defensive side, some playmaker guys, and they run a different kind of scheme. And I don't expect you to say, okay, well, how does one go about attacking a 3-3-5? That's what they call it. But it is unique, isn't it? I mean, it's something different.
It is different. And so it's not something you're seeing week in and week out, a four-down front or just a traditional three-down front. So that's the starting point for us, is that we got to be able to identify this thing correctly, get on the right guys, recognize when things are coming. That just won't be as easy compared to maybe playing somebody else who's more traditional. And they do got some players that run around and execute the thing at a high level.
There's a guy who has 15 career sacks for them, and I'm sure, I don't know if you know him by name, but number 90, Malik Reed, can play a little bit.
Yeah, he shows up on tape, and, one with effort. And then, again, the scheme and the techniques he's using, getting on edges at times on the old line. And again, these guys will be a challenge that way. And the thing offensively, they run a scheme that they want to run the ball, but they'll spread you out. And so that can be tough when people spread you out. You got to cover down on them, but then try to get physical on the ball.
On that, your defense took some big steps, it seemed like. Now a real challenge coming against Nevada this weekend. What did you see on tape from your defense, and maybe even some guys that you looked at on film and said, hey, this is what it's going to take. These are the kind of efforts we can win with.
Yeah, and we had some great efforts, especially in the secondary in regards to how many snaps they ended up playing. And those guys are playing on special teams, too. I mean, Dwayne Williams and Sean Wilson, those guys are out on special teams and playing almost every snap on defense. We're rotating more at the D-line and the linebacker position than we are in the secondary. Those secondary guys have been out there and working really hard. And it's not like we got a bunch of deep balls going over our head. I mean, these guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we were pleased with the effort there.
And you get two sacks in the books, too, and brought some pressure. I think the guys on defense probably feel like they'd like to have a couple of more. Yeah. There were opportunities. And Ganji's a dangerous guy, too, in terms of his athletic ability that you're dealing with this weekend.
No question. And it's not that easy to get to the quarterback, let alone then finish the deal of bringing him down. But we do need to improve on that, because I thought at times we could get around the quarterback, and then we got to finish the deal. And then sometimes we're just not close to him. And then we need to create some havoc for the guy back there throwing the ball.
Final thing, Jonathan, before we talk to Blake, and let me just ask you about Blake Brendel, and as he represents your team and your student athletes and just one of your players that you get to work with. He's been a true leader on that line. I'm just wondering, from your perspective as a head coach, as you see him work great out on film, work with Coach Mahalchik day to day, just some of the leadership qualities that Blake has brought to the team.
He does have some leadership qualities, and he's been a mainstay for us on that offensive front. And again, I go back, I've been pleased with that group in general, because they're working together. And Sumner's the center, he makes a few calls, but I just think as a group those guys are working and playing at a high level. And so Blake's a mainstay for anytime a guy's playing left tackle for you. He's a critical part, and he's been huge so far.
Well, Jonathan, it's been enjoyable so far on a lot of different levels, and now we get to go on the road again and seek that first win on the road. A lot of check boxes for Coach Jonathan Smith, and that first road win would be a big one. We look forward to seeing it this Saturday. Thanks, as always, Coach, for joining us.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Let's hear it for
head coach Jonathan Smith at Buffalo Wild Wings. A timeout, and Blake Brendel, the starting left tackle, joins us next from Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, you can watch the game here Saturday from Mackey Stadium in Reno, and you can hear it all on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must! Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
You're invited to join the new Game Day Wine Club, created by Willamette Valley Vineyards specifically for OSU alumni and Beaver fans. Members achieve benefits like special edition wines, events, and wine discounts. Willamette Valley Vineyards is proud to donate a portion of its sales back to OSU to support the Fermentation Science Program. Sign up today at wvv.com/gameday. That's wvv.com/gameday.
Everyone wants to give their kids the world, but sending them to college can seem overwhelming. I'm John Zeiser with Country Financial, and I get it. My wife and I graduated with college debt, and we didn't want that for our three boys, Anson, Paxton, and Hawkins. So we're taking simple steps to prepare them for college, and Country Financial can help you take simple steps too. Because whether you're our customer or our family, we want you to be successful.
Find an authorized representative at TakeSimpleSteps.com.
In 1931, Oregon State's football team compiled a 6-3-1 record playing their home games at Bell Field in Corvallis. That same year, Umpqua Dairy began making ice cream to sell at the train station in Roseburg. Three generations later, they're still producing award-winning ice cream, and you don't have to wait at the train station. Simply visit your local grocery store. On behalf of Beaver Nation, thanks to Umpqua Dairy for your support of our Beavers and for making the best ice cream in the nation.
Jefferson that way behind the two tight ends, and Jamar pulls his way again into the end zone. His fourth touchdown of the day. Touchdown Beavers, Jamar Jefferson. And with 6:58 to go in the fourth quarter, the Beavers 47, Southern Utah 19. We welcome you back in. That was one of many enjoyable moments this past Saturday, not only going in behind the two tight ends who loaded up, but behind the Beavers' starting left tackle, now for getting ready for his 27th consecutive start this weekend in Reno. It is a pleasure to welcome the big man from the left side. Please join me in welcoming Blake Brandle to Buffalo Wild Wings. Blake, good evening.
Good evening. How's it going?
It's good to see you. You brought Clay Cordasco here, too, tonight. Clay is also a member of the Oregon State offensive line. Good to see Clay here this evening from New Hampshire by way of L.A. Valley College to Oregon State. So a long journey to get out here to the best part of the world right here in the Mid-Valley. How much fun did you, Blake, and your O-line guys, but the whole team have in coming home and leading at halftime 41-7?
Yeah, it was kind of good to get that under our belt. It's kind of been a while, especially since I've been here. So, yeah, to put up however many points we put up in that first half was good for the offense, and then the defense did a great job as well. So just knowing that we can do that, knowing that we have that explosion, it's good for us.
Blake, tell me a little bit about what you've sensed. You know, you guys every day in practice are wanting to get better. Big challenge this weekend in Reno. But, you know, what predicated that big outburst Saturday? You scored 31 in Columbus. Did that give you a little bit of confidence going into Southern Utah?
Yeah, I definitely think that gave us a little bit of confidence. But what we talked about mostly after the game was that kind of week of practice and how the game kind of showed how, you know, we had a good start of the week and then we kind of fell off on a Thursday practice and how that kind of translates to the actual game. So that was a big coaching point, something that Coach Smith talked up a lot. So
you mentioned Coach Smith talking about it. Tell me about the work that you and Coach Mahalchik and the whole staff are getting done on a day-to-day basis and what it's been like to be. You've experienced a lot of O-line voices in your career at Oregon State, recruited by Mike Cavanaugh, so you've had a lot of different inputs along the way. Tell us just about Coach Mahalchuk's voice.
Yeah, so Coach M, he's actually kind of a different offensive line coach because, you know, he's not like the screamer, classic, you know, in-your-face kind of guy, and he's going to get on you, but, you know, he's not the one that's going to be in-your-face screaming. Technique-wise, there's carryover, and then there's also things that change, and I still have a lot to improve on, a lot to change, and that's kind of the focus, you know, in these weeks of practice. You know, it's game week, but we're still working on our technique and trying to perfect everything so that we can go out on Saturday and perform.
Starting left tackle Blake Brandel joining us here at Buffalo Wild Wings. With all the changes and the different voices and maybe even some different techniques and so on, what's been the key for you just to kind of stay in your lane, just keep working at your craft and handling kind of the changing situations? That I don't think we're going to see a change for a long time. We're locked in here for a long time. But what's it been like for you going through the transitions?
Yeah, I mean, you can find, like I said, those carryovers. But the main thing for me, I see it almost as a benefit because I get to hear all these different ways of playing the game and I get to experience, you know, different styles of you're trying to do the same thing at the end of the day, which is move people and protect the quarterback. That's, you know, what offensive line comes down to. But I try to find the optimistic route, and, you know, I think it's really helped me as a player.
Blake, what about the cohesiveness of the group? In particular, Jonathan, a couple of times here tonight before you came up, Coach Smith talked about you guys doing your job. Did you feel like, and did it show on film, in terms of that Southern Utah game, that you were where you were supposed to be, making the blocks you were supposed to make?
Yeah, especially in that first half, I think we were moving guys, and that's one thing that Coach M really talks about a lot is, you know, you get on your guy, and then you got to move them, you know. You got to displace wherever they're trying to play their gap. So that did fall off in the third quarter, and so it just kind of shows that whatever our coach is talking, it speaks true to the game, and the impact that we can have on a game. When we're doing our job, it's going to go well, and when we're not, it's not going to go well.
We're going to take another break and come back and visit a little bit with Blake about what Jonathan alluded to at the end of our conversation, that this young man is a real leader on the field, in the offensive line room. We'll talk to him a little bit about what that looks like in his life. He has been a rock for the Beavers at either right or left tackle. It's a pleasure to have him with us. We'll continue the conversation after another timeout from Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for joining us on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Oregon State football season tickets are now available for as low as $155 per seat when you buy the family four-pack. Bring the entire family to Reser Stadium this season by visiting BeaverTickets.com or calling 800-GO-BEAVS.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free and play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
We all know 1 plus 1 equals 2. But what if 1 plus 1 equaled 25% off? With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto insurance. And when you include the local expertise and trusted advice of an Allstate agent, that's some math we can all get excited about.
There's never been a better time to bundle home and auto insurance. Call an Allstate agent today to hear about our new lower rates. Based on coverage selected, savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
A football game can be won or lost in the last 3 minutes. And that goes for the safety of your family, too. Your family has less than 3 minutes to escape a home fire. The Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal wants you to give them a life-saving defense with working smoke alarms and a home fire escape plan. Have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, inside each bedroom and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. Also, be sure to create a home fire escape plan and practice it. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
Oregon State football single game tickets are now available. Prices vary by location. Don't miss out on the action this year in Reser Stadium. Head to BeaverTickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to secure your seats today.
On first down, give it to Jamar. Big hole over the left side. Jefferson is in. Touchdown, Beavers. Jamar Jefferson from 6 yards out. His first touchdown in a Beaver uniform. And the first of four that day that put the Beavers up 10-0 over the left side again. And behind, Blake Crandall, Gus Labaca, Sumner Houston doing a great job. The entire offensive line getting the job done. And it's been fun to watch that group at work. A big challenge this weekend coming up at Mackey Stadium in Reno as the Beavers try to go to 2-1. But Blake Crandall, the starting left tackle, joining us. How much pride do you guys take when a back, whether it's Artavis in Columbus or what Jamar did this past weekend, and you've got other guys that are going to see some reps and carries and Case Rogers, B.J. Baylor, Jamar, Christian Wallace, et cetera. When you see Jamar get in the end zone or any back get in, what goes through your mind? How much joy and pride do you guys have?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because you're blocking your guy, and you hear the crowd kind of go, and you're like, oh, did he break one off? And so, you know, you see him running, and you got to start running. You know, you don't know if there's going to be a fumble, and you hope he doesn't get caught, because if he gets caught and you're gassed, you're down there running, and yeah. But, no, those guys really kind of demonstrated some breakaway speed, and you know, we take pride on it, and those guys let us know, you know, because they're the ones scoring the touchdown, but you come to the sideline, and those guys are the ones shaking you up and everything. So it's a special feeling for sure.
Well, again, for on behalf of Clay Cordasco, who's here, I think I said New Hampshire. He actually is from Cornish, Maine, went to high school in New Hampshire. I've never been in that part of the world, so that's all lost on me. We're glad he made his way out here. But Clay got a lot of big reps in the game, and it's important, isn't it, for all of you guys. A lot of guys in that second half got to see some time, and I know he's got a lot of talent, as do a lot of the guys. So, Blake, tell me just about the pride you guys have collectively.
Yeah, we want to see those guys on the field for sure. And, you know, it starts in practice. You see everyone's working hard, and it sucks when only five guys are really getting all those reps. And so, you know, and then guys go out like they did, and they prove themselves. You know, Clay, we have this big board, and we have a, you know, offensive line. So you have pancakes, and Clay already has, like, two freight trains, which is where you just kind of drive the guys straight off the field. So, yeah, so watching them do that, there's nothing better than watching your guys who you know are working hard, and they go out and they produce like that.
6'7", 307. I don't know where you're at today on that. That was what I had you in my depth chart to open the year. And Big Clay over here, 6'5", 309. Those are some big guys. Freight train's a nice term. I like to hear it. But collectively, everybody here tonight, these guys were part of an offensive line. The Beavers rushed for 360 yards this past weekend against Southern Utah. Now, Blake, I got to ask you just before we take the break, as I said going in, Jonathan Smith highlights your leadership qualities, and you've been through a lot here. You're a veteran on the line, 24 straight starts coming into this season. So how does that show up for you? Are you a voice in the room, or is it the way you carry yourself in practice, or what? How do you try to lead?
I try to lead by example, and I have to, you know, Harlow, Stanton, Andrews, Josh Mitchell, Isaac, all those guys kind of showed me the right way to do it. And so, and you know, they're the ones that showed me the reins. And so to finally be in this leadership position, I realized what it means and the power that it has. But I try to lead more by example. I'm not a very vocal person. I'm not the guy that's going to be riling everyone up in the locker room. I try to, you know, lead by example, kind of show the young guys and pull them with me. And, you know, it's, yeah.
Well, you're doing a great job of it. A former Beaver lineman, when you talk about, I'd be interested what your thoughts were watching Jamar make the 62-yarder. From your perspective, Jared Cornell, who was part of that great Beaver offensive line in 2000, said there was a play at Cal where Ken Simonson broke off about a 70-yarder for a touchdown or whatever, that it just blocked. It got blocked up so beautifully that he was said he was laying on the grass in Berkeley laughing, watching Ken go down the field just because it had all worked out. Do you get that kind of moment watching Jamar finish that run the other day where it's, for you guys, it's an element of kind of gritty joy wherever you may be on the field?
Yeah, it's almost like a sense of art, especially when you come back in on Sunday and you get to watch the film and you see a play and it's drawn up and you block it perfectly. You're moving guys and everyone's on the right guy, right assignment, and then you bust one. There's not a better feeling than that, and that's kind of why you play the game.
Blake, we're going to take a last break and come back and visit a little bit about the challenge ahead. I mentioned, and I'm sure he's shown up on film, Jonathan says they've got some playmakers. There's one guy in particular, number 90, Malik Reed, 6'2", 235, started 27 straight games, 15 sacks in his career. So we'll talk a little bit about some of the challenge ahead for you guys this weekend, as well as just a little bit about your own life in sports, coming out of Central Catholic High School to Oregon State, basketball prowess, et cetera. So we've got a lot to talk about in our final segment with Blake Brandel. Thanks for joining us tonight. Buffalo Wild Wings, which will have the game streamed live right here on ESPN3 on Saturday. We'll have it on the radio on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
I'm IPM Anson back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
We welcome you back in our final segment with Beavers starting left tackle Blake Brandel. We went to break talking a little bit about his basketball prowess. And in fact, Blake, we talked a little bit more about it. You've been 6'7 for a long time, but I couldn't believe what you told me, that when you really got serious about football, you were 210 pounds, not the 305 or whatever it is you are now, but 6'7". So tell us about, and everybody here listening on the radio and here at Buffalo Wild Wings, just about basketball, your love for it, and you kind of thought that was your future, huh?
Yeah. I think about eighth grade, I started playing club ball and figured that was my future. I figured I'd play maybe like a D3 if I got lucky, like D2 kind of school, earn some kind of a scholarship, and that was my plan. Loved basketball, still love basketball, but football kind of came around the corner, and I realized, oh, that's football's fun, I want to do that.
When did that really click in, though? You said you didn't play, you played all the way through your junior year at Central Catholic, but was there a moment, a crystallizing moment? Was it when Ryan Nall, heavier than you, was running over you? I mean, what, as you were blocking for Nall at Central Catholic, I mean, what were the moments that kind of helped you get focused on football?
I think Coach Pine, the head coach at Central Catholic, we kind of had a sit-down conversation with it was me, my mom, and my dad, and it's like, all right, we need to get serious about this for a second. And I didn't really realize, you know, what was going on, and he broke it down. He was like, you can be a Division I football player, and I was surprised. My parents were surprised. You know, I was probably 210 at that moment, but you know, that's kind of when I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to do this. And, you know, I love football, love basketball, but, you know, football has granted me all these different opportunities, and I'm glad I'm taking advantage.
And was that junior year, even when you were somewhat, you know, undersized in terms of weight, that the potential that Coach Pine saw, others began to see, you started to draw some recruiting interest. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable experience. I'll never forget getting my Oregon State offer. My mom went to Oregon State, and aunts and uncles, and so to call my mom after I got that call from those Coach Cav at the time, we knew it was coming, but for it to actually happen, I never once thought that was going to be a reality for me. I came to games growing up and, you know, sat in the nosebleeds and always thought it was so cool, and to think that I would actually be on the field is unbelievable.
Were you at some of those big wins and upset wins? Were you there for any game that memorable that stood out for you just coming and sitting up in the Valley View sections?
I'm trying to think. It was just so much fun. I come with my friends. But, yeah, I'll never forget. I'm trying to think of who they played. We played Sheldon my junior year, and we went down, and they hadn't lost at home in, like, 5 years. We beat them and then went to an Oregon State game the day after. And it was just a great weekend.
That's a good weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. I'm trying to think of who they played. But
well, it'll come to you. Yeah, no, you're making your own memories now, and that's the beautiful thing about it. Blake, before we let you go and wrap things up tonight, I want to get a thought on Nevada. But before we leave off, you know, to be able to go to work then, to add the weight, what are you at right now? Is this depth chart I have about right at 307, or does it vary from day to day, or what?
Yeah, when you weigh 300 pounds, your weight varies a lot. I'll probably be a little bit heavy after I eat these wings, but yeah.
I hope that's all good with Coach McDonald and everybody else. Yeah. But 300, is that kind of where you...
Yeah, 305.
Okay.
That's where I hover.
So I've got you at 6'7", 307, and I'll be sure to factor in Buffalo Wild Wings when I introduce you on the radio Saturday as part of the starting lineup. But what about going to work and adding the weight? Has it been difficult? And what has Coach McDonald and his staff done to kind of help you maintain a good, healthy weight?
Yeah, it's, you know, got done playing football basketball my junior year, and it was time to put on weight. So I got up to about 260 within a few months, and it wasn't any big deal or anything like that. And I kind of hit the weight well. People were surprised when I said I weighed 260. But got to college, and that first year to get from about 270 to 300 was a big challenge for me. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and eat and set all these alarms because that's what it's going to take for me.
There's some people out here thinking that just sounds like a beautiful life.
Oh, and that's, you know, I always thought, oh, eat whatever you want. That sounds amazing. It really sucks when you have to gain weight. I'll tell you, I'm sweating at the table. And that's just how it was for a long time, and it finally paid off. I say I hit a second puberty because all of a sudden I got stronger. My weight came on, and but, yeah, it's... It's been a journey, to say the least.
Blake Brandel, our guest, Beavers starting left tackle. I have heard Jonathan say, Artavis say, others say that Coach McDonald has brought a real strong dimension to you guys. Tell me a little bit about the work he does, the work you're all getting done in the weight room.
Yeah, you know, January rolls around and you're doing 6 a.m. lifts. Not the most exciting thing, and then you go out and run. So for Coach Mack, he brings that energy, and the rest of the staff as well, but... You know, Coach Mack, you roll it up, and everyone's got crust in their eyes, and we're rolling out, and he's joking around with guys, and you start warming up, and the energy kind of gets flowing, and it makes a big difference. You know, guys are going to push harder, and you want it. Coach Mack, you want to work hard for him. And you're working hard for yourself, but you want him to praise you because that means a lot.
And the final thing, I mentioned number 90 amongst other defenders and the different scheme. Jonathan said it's different. So you guys have everybody in the blocking scheme. They create problems with kind of an unorthodox scheme. So tell me kind of what the nature of the challenge is for you guys this weekend.
Yeah, I think the danger with this defense is trying to look at the whole picture instead of doing your job. And that's something that Coach Mihalchek's really talked to us about. It's you know, you make your calls, you trust your calls, and you go and you play hard and you play fast. And that's how you're going to have success against these guys is, you know, not slowing down, not letting it affect you too much. You just got to go out and play football.
What year were you born?
97.
Okay, so you may not have strong memories of the last time the Beavers went down there with Jonathan Smith as the quarterback, Ken Simonton the running back. The Beavers outscored Nevada 21-0 in the fourth quarter and came away with a big win in Dennis Erickson's first game as the head coach. So you want to go back, and I know come back with a similar kind of game, right? Jonathan's, you know, he's got a road trip under his belt, but a first road win for him, for you guys, how huge would that be this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, confidence is such a big deal for us, and I think getting a win under our belt, another win under our belt, would be really big heading into Pac-12 play.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
Well, Blake, it's been a real pleasure to have you on. You've been on with us before, but we learned a lot more about you tonight and your journey to Oregon State. We really appreciate you taking time for us, and I know everybody in this room does as well and across the Beaver Sports Network. Let's hear it for Blake Brandel. Thanks, Blake. Starting left tackle joining us, and that's going to bring the show to an end. We'll be here next Wednesday night, and every Wednesday, 6:05 to 7. Just a quick thought about when the Beavers come back home to open Pac-12 play. Remember, you can watch the Beavers here this weekend, but it's going to be Wear Orange Day, and there's a pro-rated season ticket offer. Call 737-2050 for a season ticket offer for the rest of the way, beginning with Arizona at home next weekend. Get into Buffalo Wild Wings this Saturday. Watch the game and join us beginning at 2 o'clock. The Beavers at Nevada.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans. Wings, sports,
okay.
And by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.